Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Good morning. The day after Valentine's Day, the 15th of February, 2022. For all you people who are listening to this in other countries, you know, what's Valentine's Day? I'm not sure what that is. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. See, what else? Phone lines here are 605-4567. You know, after 3 days, there's going to be a lot of retraining this morning. You got me, Jared? Got my back, buddy?
I do.
Okay. In fact, Jared, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
So on Valentine's Day, did you do anything?
No.
Did you give your mom a Valentine's Day card?
No. I've never given my parents Valentine's
Never?
Cards.
Not even when you're like six?
Maybe when I was little, but.
Yeah. I mean, I think we do because we make them in school and you take them home. You know, with that paste, if you're not eating the paste, back in my day.
Yeah, we didn't have the edible paste.
You probably didn't have that kind of paste. Oh, that paste was, it tasted good. It was probably good for you.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. And you take it and you smear it all over the a piece of construction paper, and you put this ugly heart that you tried to cut out, and you stick it on there, and then you write in crayon, I love you, Mom, Dad. Yeah, my mom kept those for a while. So, anyway, tell me what the weather is.
It is currently 46 degrees. It looks like we have a wind advisory today until 7 o'clock. High of 66, a low of 43. Tomorrow, high of 73, a low of 44. Keep in mind, it's pretty much sunny the whole time. Thursday, a high of 75, a low of 44. Friday, a high of 75, a low of 43. Saturday, high around 73, a low of 44, and a slight chance of showers on Sunday with a high of 66 and a low of 39.
Okay. Wow. Showers? Did you say showers?
Well, it says a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny, with a high of 66. So.
Now, did it... rain yesterday at all?
No. Okay. It was a little cloudy. It was actually kind of nice, but no, I didn't see any rain.
Okay. All right. Reason I asked was, you know, there was a chance of rain, and I saw clouds, and I thought maybe, just maybe, we had gotten on our way back. Yeah. Linda and I always go to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl, Las Vegas, Reno, for the Super Bowl weekend with our friends, and we go drive over there on a Saturday and spend Saturday night, and then Sunday go to the Super Bowl and then come back Monday. The fact that it was Valentine's Day probably made it was crowded over there. And in the no mask, they had pulled the mask requirements like Thursday. Just like, you know, so nobody was wearing masks, just like the Super Bowl, which was still in mask date. If I understand, California says they were supposed to wear masks to the Super Bowl. Did you see any mask?
No.
I saw one guy wearing a mask. He was very lonely. None of the, quote, celebrities were wearing them. None of the players' wives were wearing them. I mean, just like no mask there. And you know what? It was a Super Bowl. Sometimes Super Bowls are extremely boring. Other times they're really exciting. Tom Brady comes back against the Falcons. I would rate this Super Bowl, I would give it like a out of 10. 1 being the worst, 10 being the best. This is like a 5. Unless you're from L.A. probably, then they think it all. It's 12. I would give this one like a medium, middle-of-the-road Super Bowl. It was okay, but it wasn't it wasn't, and the game wasn't any, you know, half as exciting as any of the playoff games getting up to it. So, Cooper Kupp became the MVP, most valuable player for the Bowl. That was a good choice. That guy in the clutch, three passes at the end, including a touchdown, to win the game. And the real most valuable player, in my opinion, in that game was the defensive line of the L.A. Rams. They were all over Burrows. And I thought Burrows was going to be able to come back in after they bent his knee backwards so it touched his head when they sacked him one time. But he came back. He's a tough kid. So if Cincinnati is going to make a run at it again, they're going to need to do some trading or have some great picks and build an offensive line to protect Burrows. Burrows good. And you know, a couple of interior linemen, and then they need a Cooper Kupp, or they need what's that kid's name? White for plays for the Cardinals. I mean, they need a receiver that's as good as Burrows, and I don't think they have it yet. So. That's just my two cents, and I know really very little about it, about football like that. You know what they called this? You know what they called the Super Bowl this year?
I have no idea.
They called it the Bud Bowl. Now, why would they do that?
Are we talking about Snoop Dogg smoking pot before the...
No, we're talking about... This is the first time that... Super Bowl has been played in a place where there's recreational marijuana, and that there was a pot shop within 2 miles of the stadium, and that there were consumables, or munchies, or whatever you call those things, gummies, in the team colors that were there, that there was, they were saying is that people were being able to buy for the first time marijuana without having a marijuana card or anything like that, or a legal or a medical thing. California's legal marijuana sales gave Super Bowl an added high. I think that's kind of, well, I mean, how do you know?
It's been legal for years now, hasn't it?
In California,
yeah,
but they haven't had a Super Bowl here. So now, people are saying it's not fair that you have a Super Bowl played, or the teams playing, one of the teams playing in a home field. Last year was Tampa Bay. Now, this year it was L.A. So they've commissioner made an announcement yesterday that they're going to put the Super Bowl in one spot where the home team will never win. You know, be playing in the Super Bowl, so they're going to put it in Dallas, where the Cowboys play.
I was going to say Cleveland.
Yeah. No. Well, Cleveland's the other spot. Maybe they're going to go back and forth between Cleveland and Dallas, which I thought was kind of cute. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. My guest for this morning's not here, but that's okay. I've got a lot of stuff to catch up on. Excuse me. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil, Shasta Siskiyou Transport. One of those unheralded businesses that has just done great. Excuse me. Numerous employees. Been around here since 1967. Supports any number of nonprofits here. It's, you know, Haven Humane, One Safe Place. It's an employee-owned business. The CEO came up from the ranks. It is a all-American employee-owned company. They're the ones that move the oil, gas, jet fuel all over the western United States. Not only that, SST Oil is on the front lines of the fires. They're providing fuel and the jet fuel for the tankers. They're working 24 hours a day, too. They're the sales for, they do all the sales for the Toyo heater and Toyo water heater. Keep your house warm and give you hot water. It runs on kerosene. They have the CFN card, which I use all the time. And it's good in like 61, 62,000 places. Keeps track of all the of the gas. You can use it. You can use it for your business. Use it in our business. It's just a great company. They're always looking for good employees. You can give them a call at 241-1167. Find out about that CFN card for your business. Find out about the Toyo heaters and the Toyo water heaters. We'll be right back, 7:15 in the morning here on the 15th of February.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Nice. My body's weak. I'm on the run. No time to sleep.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, community-run, local management, local board of directors. Four branches now, 500 Riverside Way and Red Bluff, 1845 California Street, right downtown. The main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue. And, of course, the newest branch in Anderson. Let's get the, see if you can find the address on that one for me, buddy. It's in the Kentucky Fried Chicken place, so it's right downtown. The old Kentucky Fried Chicken place, I should say. They've been in business 15 years, and they've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. Okay.
That's 11,000 Anderson. Oh, wait, nope, never mind. That's a different bank, so ignore
never
me.
Never mind. Steve Carlton died, passed. And Steve Carlton, whom I got to know, while he was the DA, 79 years old. He was a DA twice. He ran the second time because of the DA that we had right there was causing a lot of consternation. And so Carlton ran against him and took that job, and he had it. And he ran for reelection again after that and won, and then passed it on. Well, he retired from that, and he recommended Stephanie Bridget. And Stephanie was appointed the DA. She had been his deputy for the time he had been there, and has since won re-election, is running again. He was the he was in 1981 and served till 1990, and then in 2011 and retired in 2016. We've got a link to Steve Carlton. Linda and I do, because we're living in the Carlton house that he grew up in. And I invited him back to the house with the rest of the family. And he says, I think you're the only non-Democrats that have ever been in this house. And I said, well, it could be. I said, you're the only, you know, non-Republicans we've invited over. You know, we were joking. But there's a little spot in one of the windows. It's a little hole, or start of a hole. And when he was a little kid, his mom gave him a Red Ryder BB gun. And on the first day he shot a window, the BB gun disappeared. Anyway, Steve Carlton did a lot for our community. So, fair winds and following seas for that. Here's something that, when I read it, it just clearly tells me where Mr. Biden is. And as far as being able to accept things and maybe even understand things. Last Thursday, in an interview with one of the TV, Lester Holt, NBC. Lester Holt literally asked him some questions they haven't asked Biden. Too bad they didn't ask him this while he was running. He rejected the accounts and findings of an Army investigative report in which military officials reportedly criticized Biden administration officers for failing to grasp the situation in Afghanistan as U.S. forces withdrew. Asked about the report in that, and the Biden said it didn't square with his impression of the administration's handling of the withdrawal, and that's not what I was told, according to Mr. Biden. And yet there's been all types of things and emails and all flying back in there showing what was going on there. That's not what I was told, and which was reported. This was when the details of the investigation was reported by the Washington Post. There was no good time to get out. Well, that may be, but it wasn't about getting out, President Biden. It was about the way we did it and why we're still suffering from it. Asked if he was rejecting the accounts or conclusions of the report, Biden replied, yes, I am. I am rejecting them, which has caused a great deal of consternation, as well it should, because these reports came from people on the ground, commanders of that area, where they were telling you know, we're having to get these people out of here. We could have kept Bagram Air Base. It would have, you know, it would have, you know, we could have moved people in there to hold it so we could get people out. And when they were trying to evacuate, and this is my favorite part, embassy personnel, State Department personnel, they said they ran into all types of problems. Some of them were drunk in their offices hiding. Others were acting like, oh, it's just a regular day here. The Taliban's like, you know, 50 miles away. You know, we're trying to get you out of here. Nah, we got to do this stuff. So, but I think the worst part of this whole thing is that Biden just doesn't believe it. Even though this was a 2,000-page report put together ever since it happened. And, nope, I just reject it. We didn't do anything wrong. There's nothing to see here. And it's causing a lot of consternation from, you know, even Jake Tapper says this man has lost complete. If he doesn't believe this, what does he believe? He said that remaining in Afghanistan would cost more American lives. You know what? That's not what it was about. It was about the way we did it. Not stopping the Taliban. Not holding Bagram Air Base so that you weren't in the middle of Kabul when all this was happening. Protecting our military. Getting as many people out. You know, when you saw what was going, you know, the military saw what was happening. You'd have to be an idiot not to see what the Taliban was doing. They were taking town after town. And when we pulled our resources and our assistance out of the air bases and all this, yeah, the army started crumbling. Just like when we pulled the money and all the assistance out of Vietnam, the army crumbled. They didn't have the weapons. They didn't have, it's not just the weapons, it's the intelligence, it's the reconnaissance, it's the ability to help coordinate these things with communications. We just pulled it all out. And then the men on the ground, men and women on the ground are going, whoa, this is, you know, look what's happening here. And this is what the report was. Nope, nothing to see here. It's just another thing that President Biden does that makes no sense. he's giving help to Trudeau about how to handle the convoy. And he's worried about Ukrainians' borders. Now, Ukraine, if you take a look at it, Ukraine is not like a hotbed of democracy over there in Europe. In fact, the new president was elected, shut down the equivalent, their equivalent of Facebook and Twitter and all the social accounts, just shut them down. Arrested his, one of the people that was running against him. So, it's not like the Ukraine is, the poster boy for democracy in Europe, in Eastern Europe. But he's there saying how the borders of Ukraine should never be crossed. And then we look at our borders here in the United States and the good for thee, but not for me system we have there where they're coming across by the thousands. Nobody's being tested. There's no shots. They're not holding people. And then in the middle of the, you know, they're saying late night flights or an early morning flight. An early morning flight is like 5 a.m. It's not 2 a.m. where people are being loaded into planes and put into communities. Now, have you asked yourself where all the Afghanistan refugees are going? There's thousands of them. Tens of thousands. Where are they going? Well, some, you know, they're going through and they bring them into bases where there's housing for them and they literally talk to every one of them. Good thing, right? Good thing. They're finding from, I'm talking to people that are dealing with this, that the vast majority are so happy to be here, so happy to be in America where it's free, and they don't have to worry about the Taliban coming in and taking their wives, taking their 12-year-old daughters or younger to make them wives of the Taliban fighters. There are groups in there that, you know, probably not going to see Inner America. We're going to have to work with them. Bottom line is, though, that where are they going to? If you live in Sacramento, you can bet that you're going to see a lot of the new ones. There's a big Afghan community in Sacramento and Yuba City and those areas. So a lot of them are going to go there, families, or at least there's people, other Afghans. But here's the thing. If you were coming into a country in something like this, Jared, thousands coming in because you're escaping from your country, and the host country is there, wouldn't you think that they would do some way so they can keep track of you?
Sure.
I mean, wouldn't you think that? And what's the main thing you can do to keep track of people? You fingerprint them. So you have their name and their fingerprints on file. Do you think we're doing that? No, they're not fingerprinting them. No, they're not. So they're taking names and then and now this group, they're making sure they're being tested for COVID. If they've got diseases, they're being treated and all this. That's being done. But then they're being shipped out. Some of them are leaving early. They just walk out. Where are they going? They don't know. Got to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with our people from the YMCA. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. I hope that you made your loved one happy yesterday or made yourself happy by going to Four Winds Jewelry or even going earlier than yesterday, of course, and finding just the right piece of jewelry for your loved one. That's Four Winds Jewelry. They have a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open today, 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. We'll be right back with the YMCA.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com. It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drought. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. 7:35 in the morning here on the 15th of February, 2022. It looks like it's 42 degrees out there. I knew it wasn't 47. 42 and sunny. It's going to be one of those great days again. And this is a great day to run down and get your car washed or your truck over at Quick and Clean Car Wash. It's on the corner of Market and Rico Way next to Dutch Bros. They have a great car wash there. Superly nice, friendly people. Brushless, special wax and soap. Then they dry off your car with a clean, soft rag. And like I said, they're really nice people there. That's where we go. That's why my 2006 F-150 looks new all the time. Buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. Or buy 10 and you get 3 free. Yeah, Quick and Clean Car Wash. Now, I'm here with the YMCA. You know, you missed your chance, buddy, for the YMCA song.
Didn't even think about it. Yeah. I had that Meatloaf song in my head, and I... Yeah.
And so I'm here with Rachel Ferrer, who is the business guru over there, and David Williams, who is the manager, facilities manager, down at the YMCA. Okay, Rachel, tell me a little bit about you. How'd you get in the Y?
Yeah, thanks for having us, Carl. So I've worked in recreation quite a long time, and I had finished my college degree. I was doing some substitute teaching, some part-time work, and there's a position open at the Y. This was probably in about 2015, so I started as the aquatics manager and did all the swim lesson programming, scheduled all the lifeguards, made sure that, you know, the pool was okay and safe to swim in. And then this past year, I made a little shift.
You know what? I can never think of a pool without thinking of Caddyshack.
Oh my gosh!
Can anybody in the baby room? I'm sorry.
You know,
it probably gets worse than that.
Oh my gosh, it does. And from a cleaning perspective, I'll take a candy bar any day.
Oh no. Okay, I'm sorry. It had nothing. It has nothing to do except you guys got a great pool down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really is indoor and. And it's such a great exercise.
It
for
is.
For people of all ages.
Yep, and you can do it, you know, if you're recovering from an injury, if you just want to start slow, you're a new exerciser.
Yeah.
Or if you're a longtime exerciser, the nice thing about exercising in the water is you can have it be as hard as you need it to be for yourself.
Oh, no. We used to, you know, we were swimming on a triathlon group, and we were just churning the water. And then, but people doing water aerobics, you know, you don't have that pressure, you know, on your body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
know.
On your joints. Especially.
And as you get older, you know, knees start, you know, hurting a little bit and all that. And if you had a shoulder injury, once they give you the go on it, it's you can go out there and it really helps in your physical rehabilitation.
Yeah, my dad actually, he had a hip replacement.
Yeah.
This summer. And he started going to the Y every day as soon as his physical therapist said, yeah, you're good to, you know, do some water walking. You're good to do some freestyle and flutter kick. And, you know, he's back on horses again. So that whole thing.
Which is what caused the hip thing.
Oh, yeah, totally. Fell off a horse.
Don't tell me that. Okay. Now, David Williams.
Yes, sir.
You are the facility manager. What's that? So I just, run the whole thing?
I run the whole thing. So from
You are Tosh there? Or you run the physical part or all of it?
I run the physical part. I'm not El Capitan, you know what I mean? But taking care of the facility, both pools. We have indoor, outdoor pool, so they're both heated. We have two buildings.
Roughly. Yeah, I was going to say, you've just gotten that new other, which was a gym also.
Yeah.
Right next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which we were gifted, which was wonderful.
Gifted. Oh, cool.
Yeah. So the McConnell Foundation paid for the building initially, they gave the Y the money to have it. And the stipulations for doing that was that we turn it into something great, that we make sure that it's not, you know, a blight where, like when we got it, where it's been broken into, where all the windows are broken.
Well, it'd been empty for several years
at
that point.
Yep. Yeah. The whole back patio was full of drug paraphernalia, human excrement, lots of things left behind. It was a big cleanup project that Dave really had to head up. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, if any place around here, if you're not keeping security on it, it turns into a piece of awful.
Mm-hmm.
Did I pronounce that right? O-F-F-E-L? Awful? Ophel? Okay, so your job, keeping the place going.
Yeah, 60,000 square feet conditioned space, the pools. There is a pool in the new building, which is not operational yet, but soon to be. We're working on it. Just a lot, you know, lots of equipment. Lots of bodies in and out of
now,
there.
Do you take care of the exercise machines and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Or just the physical the building itself?
No, I'm in charge of – we have staff. I have help,
right.
Obviously. Can't
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, of course.
But, yes, we take care of all the equipment in-house.
Okay. Rachel.
Yes.
The membership. Let's talk membership of the Y. The YMCA.
Yes.
My mother-in-law, who is 88. When she moved to Chicago from Iowa when she was 18, lived in a YWCA.
Yeah.
They used to have hotels that young women, and this was a woman only, and then you had the YMCA, which was men only. But this one's just the YMCA and people don't live there.
Yeah, so we don't have a housing component or some YMCAs, especially historic YMCAs across the United States, still have a housing component that maybe is now like Airbnb or you have more Ys that are adding affordable housing. I'm partnering with their city to have affordable housing. But our YMCA is open for everybody, so co-ed. Open to everybody regardless of faith, beliefs, body types.
Of course.
Yep. Ages. And we have memberships either monthly or you can pay annual.
Uh-huh.
And you do it based on your family size. So if you're just a youth who needs to come after school for a safe place to work out, you can do your youth membership or a safe place to play basketball with your friends. If you're a family, you can do your family membership with two adults and any kids, and that's going to include the child watch. If you're a senior, we have senior rates as well, adult rates for single people and adult couple rates and senior couple rates. So one of the best things you can do if you're looking for somewhere to join, to get healthier, to join a community, is come by the YMCA at 1155 North Court Street and try a week free.
Now, let's talk about the different programs you have there. Okay, don't worry, David, I'm coming back to you. let's talk about the programs you have. I mean, there's hundreds.
There are hundreds. We have more than 100 group exercise classes every day, and we've got classes.
Is the spinning still going?
The spinning is still going.
Is it Silas Lyons?
Silas Lyons. Oh, my gosh. What day is Silas, David?
He's Monday and Wednesday morning.
At 5:15 a.m. So we got Silas Lyons on the spin bike Monday and Wednesdays at 5:15. We've got DJ a couple of the other days. I think she's Tuesday for sure at 5:15 and Thursday. We've got several super great spin instructors. We've got the 5:15 times, the 8 a.m. times. We've got some 5:30 times. So you can find a time that's going to work for you.
Okay. People don't realize that spinning is torture.
100%.
100%. Okay. What are the kind of programs? Let's say you're an older person and you're thinking about, gee, I never thought about joining the Y. What can I do down there?
The first thing that I'm always going to recommend to everybody is aqua aerobics. We have more aqua aerobics than anybody else in town, and we've got some of the best aqua aerobics. So we have some higher intensity aqua aerobics at 5:15 a.m. We've got an aqua aerobics at 6:45 a.m. We have some lower intensity at 8 a.m., lower intensity at noon. We've got aqua Zumba, which is the dancing and the aqua aerobics. We have aqua HIIT, which is interval training and aqua aerobics. And we have aqua arthritis. So if you have arthritis pain, you can come in and do that Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 1:15.
Okay. Aquarobic, obviously water as you get older is your friend.
Totally.
Totally.
And then some people will go from their aqua aerobics class, especially if they needed to build strength, and then they'll go into our gentle yoga. We have.
So you have yoga classes.
Yeah. Yep. We've got gentle yoga, senior stretch.
I need to go to gentle yoga because I've taken yoga classes before with people, and it's just, what's the word I'm looking for? Painful. Oh, you can stretch like this. Get into this position. No, I love the baby position.
Right?
Because I could just lay down there and just not move.
Relax,
Carl. Everybody's moved to something else. I'm still stretching. Still stretching.
This is the one for me. So
we do. It's a sleeping baby. I think
right?
That's what it's called.
We've got the gentle yoga, and then we have harder yoga, like booty yoga, which is like a cardio fusion yoga.
Yeah.
We've got an intermediate yoga, which is. I was like, oh, I'm pretty good at regular yoga, but intermediate yoga took a lot of work. I was like, oh, I got to practice more.
Oh, wow. Hey, I'm talking with Rachel Ferreira, right?
Ferrero.
Ferrero. Oh,
close.
Okay.
Close.
I'm sorry.
It's Ferreira. Got a lot of vowels in it.
Yeah, you know. And David Williams from our own local YMCA. We got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Let me tell you, Judy Maxwell was in last week. We're going to have her back in here soon to be talking about what's going on in insurance and the financial side, especially health insurance. But last week she brought in Wild Kingdom because she's associated with Mutual of Omaha. And in this, right where you were sitting, was a guy, and he brought in a rattlesnake. He brought in great horned owls. He brought in these two cute little mammals.
A kinkajou.
A lemur.
Oh, yeah.
A lemur. And then brought in the capuchin monkey. And that's great. But Maxwell Insurance Financial, when people are having problems with their fire insurance, because all the fires we have sent them over to Maxwell Insurance. There's not a person she did not help get insurance on their homes. She knows where it all is. I can't say enough about Judy Maxwell. Her phone number is 221-0441, and they are located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. It's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with the YMCA.
Yeah, I was going to come back in with that.
Okay. Got to, because we're on, you know, we're streaming right now on Venmo. People watch us also, so we can...
we could do the dance.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We have exciting news. Now open for your gaming pleasure is our new Lightning Link Lounge in Dragon's Den. Come discover the lucky legend of Dragon Link and Lightning Link in our new slot lounge with 58 of your favorite progressives. Just follow the lightning bolts to discover lightning fast jackpots. Our new Lightning Link Lounge in Dragon's Den. Open now. For more information, please visit windriver.com. Find your moment with us at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Each year, millions of older adults suffers injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help. The Sikh Cultural Education Center and SCAR, in partnership with Shasta Lake Chiropractic in the city of Shasta Lake, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, February 18th from 1:30 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. at Shasta Lake Chiropractic at 4221 Shasta Dam Boulevard. All COVID-19 vaccines, including Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, will be available, including boosters. No appointment needed. California's indoor mask requirement is ending this month for those who've been vaccinated, and all Shasta County residents ages 5 and up are now eligible to receive the vaccine. Kids 5 to 11 and youths 12 to 17 must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated at this free clinic in the city of Shasta Lake and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. Multilingual translators will also be available at this free clinic at Shasta Lake Chiropractic at 4221 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Friday, February 18th from 1:30 p.m. until 6:30 p.m.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. They have everything for your mental joy. You can hang out with all the boys. It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Oh, they're doing it better than me. Okay, hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. 7:51 in the morning, 42 degrees out there. It is the 15th of February, 2022, and I'm here with the YMCA. And I'm here with Rachel Ferrero, who is the business manager. I didn't get a chance to discuss with you the fact that you were a substitute teacher. I got back from Iraq. I mean, after a year and months in Iraq, moved up here, got my teaching credentials, and was a substitute teacher in the Shasta County school system. Let me tell you. My favorite was over at UPREP, the sixth graders. I really wasn't crazy about the high school guys, but I can handle it. And so teachers always have a soft spot in my heart. You know, I never once taught in my life except in the military. So anyway, 7:52, and we're with David Williams, like I said, and Rachel Ferrero from the YMCA. And David is the facilities manager. Now, that 60,000 square feet, buddy, plus all the equipment, keeps you busy?
It's a handful, 24/7, 7 days a week.
What are your hours?
So we open Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. and we close at 9 p.m.
Okay.
On Saturday, we're open from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. And then on Sundays, we're open from 8 a.m. until 5? No, 8 a.m. to 4.
4.
Okay. So we do people do weird things, like with the equipment, and it just stops working?
Yeah, I get.
Do you ever see that?
I get a range of things between items falling inside the equipment, mythical things that happen that actually didn't happen. We have suggestion boxes, so we get all kinds of fun notes, and some of it's legitimate, and some of it.
Can you make these weights less heavy?
And I cannot do that. I can always add weight.
Oh yeah, we can always add weight.
That's right.
Okay. What's the biggest problem? Because you know, as they age. I mean, electrical, but when you've got swimming pools, that's got to be a constant.
Yes, pools are
mechanical
rough.
Thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's a lot of components behind the scenes that people don't see with the heaters and the chem feeders and all the chemicals and whatnot. And as a team, I'm not doing it alone.
No.
We all contribute to keep this going.
Rachel, are you still going down there and checking the water?
So we have a great aquatics director who filled my spot. So she's got the lifeguards doing that several times a day.
Great.
But, you know, she went out of town, went to see the family over Christmas. And then, that was me double checking that it was happening. And
that's great.
So it's always sharing. What Dave hasn't told you about is our major locker room remodel, which he's in charge of right now.
Whoa.
Oh, she just threw that my direction, didn't she?
Well, you know what? That's not easy. I mean, you know, if a locker room's been there. Now, okay, I'm a member of the YMCA, everybody. I just want you to know that. And I used to go into it. But it's been a while since I went in, that you can probably tell. So the locker rooms, do you have, like, long lockers? You have little short, you know, little square lockers? Or you have both?
So what we had was long and short.
Okay.
The last time that locker was done was roughly 2001.
Ah.
So what we've done now is
21 years.
Yeah. So it's dated. It's time. It was tired.
It could vote now.
Yeah. So we are doing a full remodel inside. We are now having phenolic lockers, and we will have tall lockers, and we will have medium height lockers. We will have new wall coverings. We will have new fixtures. We will have new toilet partitions. It's going to be beautiful.
Okay. Now, do you have a steam room?
We do not have a steam room.
We need a steam room. You got a sauna?
No sauna, steam room.
If you were going to put one in, which one would you put?
Oh.
Sauna.
You think?
No.
That's what I think.
Well, I know most people like, but there's something about a steam room, though.
Ooh, just does it for you, huh?
Just does it for you. I mean, I think there's only like one place in town, and it may be the Wind River may have one. I think they've got one there.
Yeah, I haven't been in a long time.
Yeah. Anyway, so is there any plans for maybe a sauna in the future or anything like that?
You know, it's hard to tell because we are definitely looking future forward, kind of seeing what we can do in the next 5 years to make the Y a place that's going to exist for another 75 years.
Well, that's a good question. Okay, that leads me to my next question, Rachel. Do you have a 5-year plan, unlike the U.S. government, I'm sure. What are things do you do surveys all the time? What do you want to see? You know, what would you like to do here? Those kind of things.
So a lot of it is just keeping your finger on what the market is looking like for fitness classes, on what the market's looking like for fitness and community spaces. So that's a little bit of the things that we can do short term are we've got this pound class at 4:30, which is at 4:30 p.m. Mondays and Wednesdays. It's a drumming rhythmic cardio class, and you use these quarter pound drumsticks. And you drum on the floor, and then you like tap them together, and it's a pretty loud, crazy class. We've got the bar class, which is like Pilates bar, ballet bar work.
Oh, Linda's doing Pilates, and she swears by it.
Yeah,
just swears by it. She has a group that she goes to, and I mean, she comes home and describes what they do, and it sounds like a bad movie, you know?
It sounds like you're not there is what it really sounds like.
Well, that's right. And I've been invited several times. I said, I am not going to be put to shame by these ladies who are going to get themselves, you know, into these plank-type positions off the floor somehow, you know, and die. Okay.
Well, hopefully not that.
Do you have outside classes?
Right now, we do not have any specifically outside classes that aren't our swimming or our swim team classes. So right now, we've got indoor fitness is what we have.
Okay. No, I was just asking that. Like, I mean, if you have like a running, you know, for people that you know, would like to run and have a coach there to teach them how to run.
I will say, I'm going to jump in for a second. When I'm out doing my thing, I see our classes, our instructors do incorporate some outside running as part of their classes. You know, trips around the parking lot, things
I've
of that nature.
I've seen people running by you all, but I'm thinking they may be part of a team or something like that. That's, you know, that's part of their warm-up. It's a run around the block, the big block.
Yeah, no, we got quite a parking lot now.
Yeah, it is. And solar.
And solar.
Yep. And this solar. That was a fun one.
I'm running out of time. You know what? I've had a really good time here. There are so many things going on there. You have so many avenues for weight training. You got all the machines, right?
Yep.
And you've got free weights.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You have a basketball court.
Mm-hmm.
You've got big rooms up there for Dancing with the Stars. That's where we practiced years ago. I can't think of anything you all don't have.
I think the Y
for indoor recreation.
Yeah, the Y really has it all. If you're looking for a place to come get healthier, meet new friends, come and exercise on your own, we've got people that come in and work after they exercise.
Yeah.
So
you can take a shower, put on your work clothes, come right to work.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons that I looked at you guys is because you're close to us.
Yes, love being downtown. We love being part of downtown.
I've run out of time. How do people get more information, Rachel?
So to get more information about the Y, you can give us a call, 530-246-9622. You can visit us online at www.sfymca.org, or you can stop by 1155 North Court Street. We're at the corner of Court Street and Eureka Way.
Cool. Thanks a lot for being here with me this morning.
Thanks for having us.
It won't be the last time.
No, it won't.
And you're coming in next week.
I'm coming in next week.
Got it. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break for the news, and I'm going to see if I can find the next guest that should be here by now.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
The statement comes after Russia announced it's pulling back some troops from exercises that have raised fears of a potential invasion of Ukraine. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Wholesale inflation up almost 10% last month compared with a year earlier. According to the Labor Department's Producer Price Index out this morning, the January PPI spiked 1% from December. Canadian truckers vow to continue their protest in Ottawa in the face of a crackdown by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, invoking his government's Emergencies Act, enabling the seizure of bank accounts without a warrant. The truckers, though, insist they will not be silent.
We want only one thing, to finish with these lockdowns, with these restrictions. We don't have any political interest in this action. Actually, I don't care about what they are doing in Parliament. We want our freedom back.
And the protest has, by and large, been peaceful. She's at the top of her game, given the go-ahead to continue competing in the Beijing Olympics following a failed drug test. 15-year-old Russian figure skating phenom Kamila Valieva is the leader in the women's short program. Watching Wall Street, stocks are sharply higher this morning. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 452 points, the NASDAQ ahead 258, and the S&P trading 64 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
The top Democrat in the U.S. House of Representatives pays a visit to Israel. We've got the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will address Israel's parliament, the Knesset, on Wednesday. Pelosi will be heading a delegation of Democratic congressmen, women, and senators. Some pundits see the junket as an effort to blunt the volume of party progressives, reasserting the Democratic role in the traditional bipartisan support Israel enjoys on Capitol Hill. As midterm elections draw near, the narrative is shifting toward a new reality where Democrats are seen as less supportive of the Jewish state than Republicans. Information released ahead of the Pelosi visit stressed a lifelong commitment to the Jewish state, with her congressman father urging President Harry Truman to recognize Israel. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. Minor leaguers could come out on the short end of a Major League Baseball settlement.
In its latest offer to the Players Association, league officials want to eliminate hundreds of minor league playing jobs. Citing sources, ESPN reports the domestic reserve list, which governs the number of minor league players a team can roster at any time, currently is at 180. The proposal keeps that number this year, but allows the commissioner's office to reduce the maximum number of players to as few as 150 over the rest of the collective bargaining agreement. Similar proposals have been rejected by union members. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Their refusal to take the jab has cost around 1,400 New York City municipal employees their jobs. They refused the vaccine in defiance of the city's vaccine mandate. Police and fire personnel among those who were let go. And on Wall Street, the Dow up 467. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
I was gone yesterday. Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Today, the 15th of February, 2022, the third Tuesday of the month. How can that be?
I don't know.
Is it? Which explains why none of my guests showed up. Except Rebecca and David, is because it's the third Tuesday. Here I am expecting Turtle Bay and Shasta Regional Medical Center to come rolling in here, and then they were here last week. That's why.
You know, I thought, I was wondering about that.
You know
Regional.
What?
I didn't remember.
Here's what happens. I'm gone for 3 days. It's hard enough getting me back on a Monday remembering things. If it's a three-day weekend, I have to totally be retrained. That must be it. Well, anyway, welcome back to the show. And, Jared, what's the weather look like here?
It
for?
Is currently 46 degrees. We have a wind advisory today until 7. Today is sunny with a high of 66, a low of 43. Wednesday, sunny, high of 73, a low of 44. Thursday, sunny, high of 75, low of 44. Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 75, a low of 43. Saturday, a high around 73, a low around 44. And on Sunday, a slight chance of showers with a high of 66 and a low of 39.
We need showers. We need more rain. We were driving back from Reno this weekend, and there was some snow out there. But it's 55 degrees. The wind's blowing like crazy. And, you know, so it's just melting snow at 50 degrees. And if March doesn't turn into a real lion and come in here with rain and snow, the higher elevations. We are in the worst drought, I just read yesterday, in something like over a million years. I don't know, I'm not sure how they can tell that exactly. But they said it in a very long, let me put it this way, a very long time. So, hey, your weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Anderson-based business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. All the propane comes out of the same tanks. And so then it comes down to customer service. And Shasta Gas Propane has just outstanding customer service. They treat their customers like warm friends. You can reach them at 365-3793. Like I said, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Well, I held over the YMCA here and because there's more stuff to talk about and for the next half hour. And you've got notes in front of you there. And I'm with Rachel Ferraro and David Williams. Rachel is the business manager, but she also does other things. She used to run the aquatics and all this. And then David takes care of 60,000 square feet of building, all the machines, everything, the swimming pool and all that kind of stuff. And he still looks kind of sane. You know, have you noticed that?
It's early in the week.
It's early
it's
in the week.
It's only Tuesday, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, Tuesday, maybe. We'll probably accept that later on this morning. Okay. We talked about all the programs, but I had other questions I was going to ask, but I just ran out of time. You try to stay in front of what the community wants.
We do.
Now,
yeah.
How do you do that?
So it's a combination of staying in touch with the market, staying in touch with other YMCAs across the nation, and knowing our community and knowing that we exist to serve our community, to respond to community needs. So one of the things that I think about is we started piloting last fall, we started piloting diverse ability swim lessons, which is for children with special needs like autism.
So we're
kicking off our second season of that. And it's been really special. We've had kids with Down syndrome, kids with autism, kids with physical disabilities, kids with cystic fibrosis, who've been able to come in, learn how to swim. We've done a lot of extra special training for our swim teachers to be able to kind of serve that program. So we have that running monthly along with our regular year-round group swim lessons. And all of our swim lessons are held in a heated pool. It's 90 degrees. So you can learn to swim all year round and learn your drowning prevention
90,
and water safety.
90 degrees.
90
do you
degrees.
Teach lifeguards?
We do teach lifeguards. We've got a lifeguard training class coming up over President's Break week. So starting Monday the 21st, you do want to sign up before the end of this week so you can get your online learning done. As soon as you turn 15, you can learn to be a lifeguard. And taking your class early, taking it in February, taking it in April is really going to help you as you're going to apply for those summer jobs. So if you've got a kid who wants to be a lifeguard, if you're a senior and you want to come be a lifeguard at somewhere like the Y, we love seniors.
You mean a senior-aged person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. You have to be able to swim 300 yards, tread water for 2 minutes in order to take the class, and then you learn your CPR, your first aid, and how to help people in
an
emergency.
That's all you have to be able to swim?
Mm-hmm.
You don't go through things like people grabbing you and pushing you under the water and all that.
Oh, so to start your class, you have to be able to swim the 300 yards and tread water. Then you learn how to do all your rescues, how to get out of a tricky situation if somebody's grabbed onto you, how to do your CPR
tuck and
first
duck.
Aid. Yep.
Now, what does tuck and duck mean? Well, it means that if you're out in the water and you're approaching somebody, they will have a tendency to climb all over you and use you as their way of getting out of the water by pushing you under the water.
Yep.
So you learn how to be physical and be able to protect yourself.
Yeah.
You can't. You don't want to drown.
No. Something I tell kids as they're learning that skill, 15, 16, 17-year-olds, you always swim better than the person who is drowning. So you take a deep breath. They're not going to follow you down deep under the water, so you swim down and then out and away so you can get your floating device.
Yep.
Of course, if you're not a lifeguard yet, it's very unsafe to get in the water to save a person, and that's where you want to use your reach or throw. Don't go.
That's right. You see people drowning because of that, because they're trying to help somebody, especially in rapidly moving water.
Yeah.
But we drown people out of Mount Shasta every year, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I say we being
the community.
The community.
Yeah. Tragic.
It is tragic. I'm going to go back to Dave here. Dave, how big is your crew?
Oh, I would say I have 6 part-time employees that take care of the facility.
Okay.
And we just try to have the coverage from the morning to the evening, so we're always can be responsive to the members.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here, and I have a question to ask you during the break because I don't want to just throw that out there without you having a chance to look at it.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, if you're not getting treatment for work injuries because of denials, you give Patrick a call. Former 101st Air Assault guy, former policeman, got his law degree, went to work for the insurance companies, and broke loose from the insurance companies and start his own practice right here in Reading. They're local people. Work injuries can be life-changing. Without the treatment that you may not recover, or it's an extended one and the treatment stops. You need help. Well, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168, and you've got a bulldog there. And it will take care of you. You're not going to talk to anybody but Patrick. You're not going to talk to a paralegal or somebody that tells you what they think. Nope. You get a free consultation when you talk and call Patrick Gorman. 262-2168 today. We'll be right back with the YMCA.
Mm-hmm.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Linda and I are on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. Trust me, if we're on long enough, you'll be a guest here. We've had over 5,000 so far. And we always like getting new stories. Like, this is the first time we've had the YMCA with us. And how appropriate for this this advertiser is if you're suffering from orthopedic injuries, strains, or sprains after going down and thinking that you're 40 years younger and you go out there and bench pressing 843 pounds or doing the spinning class for 2 days and then you realize it hurts. Go down and see Kevin Elo or Rachel Lang at the Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance in the Sunset Shopping Center, 3673 Eureka Way. They're going to get you back into shape, and they do it quickly. Plenty of experience here. They've worked with the U.S. gymnastics team. Rachel's worked with seniors on senior rehab, all of these. That's sports, or that's Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. You can give them a call at 533-5030, 533-5030, or stop by 3673 Eureka Way in the Sunset Shopping Center. I believe it's next to the Chinese food place there. Okay, I'm with Rachel Ferraro and David Williams of the YMCA, our local YMCA here, and two buildings, plenty of, you know, hundreds of programs. And I always ask, well, how do you pay for this?
Yeah, so a lot of times people think that because we're a YMCA, because we're a nonprofit, that we get money from the government, that we get money from tax dollars or are subsidized in that way. But we don't. We get money from our memberships, from our program fees. So if you're coming to our summer day camps and paying for that, that helps support the YMCA. When you have a membership, that helps support the YMCA. And then through fundraising and our annual campaign. So we exist because our community believes in us and donates to the Y.
Well, they do. And now we're getting ready to have a big campaign. When's that start?
Yeah, so we're going to be looking for our campaign kickoff in the middle of March. So that'll be probably right about when we're coming back. We can tell you all about it and how our annual campaign helps make sure that we have money for financial assistance so that every single person who wants to come to the Y, regardless of income, is able to afford the Y and come be healthier.
The and you have family programs, you have individuals, you have early morning classes, 5 o'clock in the morning. So you can go there, have a great class, clean up, and still be at work an hour early.
Yep. I mean, you could also have a cup of coffee in the cafe. We have complimentary coffee Monday through Saturday mornings. So you can have your coffee and then go to work right on time, not have to be too early.
Now, if you take a spinning class, take it at 5:15, you do it to, say, 6, then you can just lay there also. You know, for 30 minutes going, I need this. And then, like I said, you have the shower facilities there. And do you bring your own towel, or do you have towels?
No, you bring your own towel, bring your own lock for storing your mm-hmm. stuff safely, at least until our locker room remodel is finished, and then all the lockers will have locks built in, so that'll be really exciting.
Does anybody have their own locker, or do you have to take your stuff out every day?
Mostly you have to take your stuff out every day.
Well, that's probably a good idea. If you've ever been in locker rooms before where you could keep your stuff in there. Mm. Had its own, what's the word I'm looking for? Odor of a locker room. Especially the men's locker room. Women's locker rooms always smell good. I know that's being sexist, but.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
The exhaust fan that's on this new locker room is going to take care of that, sir.
Okay. We talked about other little things, you know, ideas. If people have an idea. They belong to the Y, and they have an idea for a class, like we were talking about, like senior security or senior self-defense, something like that. Now, that's something you all can run with. You know, you find an instructor, and, you know, it doesn't have to be a daily thing, but showing people are women's self-defense, men's self-defense, you know, from being accosted out on the street, and that happens. I know it's hard to believe, but it happens out here, even in little Reading, on things like that. But if you've got ideas, you just have to bring them to Rachel.
Yeah, you can.
And if it's good for the community.
Totally. You can bring them to me. You can bring them to my colleague, Helen, who's our membership director and oversees some of those other classes as well. And then we can say, hey, this is how we can fit it in. It is a community need, or maybe it's not a community need, so we really look at it and want to make sure that what we're doing fits with the community. But we do need those instructors and that expertise to be able to provide things as well.
And you're looking for instructors, too. Now, let's go back to your big fundraiser.
Yeah.
What can we expect from that?
So,
I mean, is it going to be just like, how are you going to do it, I guess is what I should say.
So it's really exciting because obviously with COVID in 2020 interrupting our annual campaign, and in 2021 we did mostly digital things, online things. phone call things. So we are in our planning process for how we're going to kick off campaign. We have a new fund development person, donor relations manager, who is really excited, learning tons of things from Otherwise. So you'll hear us on the radio. You'll see us on social media. You'll see us on Facebook Lives as we're starting to talk about the impact the Y has, how many kids we've helped, how many kids who, you know, their parents lose their job and maybe they don't have the ability to afford after-school programs anymore, so we can put them on financial assistance 100% for a while so they don't have to go home
after
and be
school
by themselves.
Programs, excuse me for breaking in, but after-school programs are so important because a lot of times it's a two-income family.
Yeah.
And you know what COVID's done to everybody, plus the fact of kids needing to socialize with others, and this is a safe place to go to while their parents are still working.
Yeah, so we have an after-school program at Boulder Creek. We have an after-school program at RSA. And then we have our preteen and teen after-school program at the Y itself called Y Club. All of these programs throughout COVID, we were always ready to pivot. We did 100% full day when schools weren't in school for parents who needed emergency child care, needed somewhere for their kid to go, especially if they were essential workers, if they were hospital workers or grocery store workers. Yeah. And our teachers and our after-school staff worked to help make sure they got on their Zoom classes right. So
this isn't your grandfather's YMCA anymore, my friends.
No.
You think about all the things the YMCA is offering our community, and that's why one of the reasons that we reached out to the Y. And we, you know, this is an integral part of our community, and it can only get better if more people want to use it. I mean, think of these after school programs, or just think about being able to go out and start your morning off with a good workout with somebody there that's not going to let you drown or, you know, it's going to help you move forward with your life. And that's the whole thing. Okay. Well, thank you, too. Of course, Rachel Ferraro, who is the business manager. You know my face now, right?
Yes.
So
I'm going to remember forever and call you. Be like, hey, it's my turn. I'm coming back.
And David Williams, who keeps the lights on and the pool hot and everything else in a 60,000-square-foot facility.
And that's right. I had a good time, so you can invite me back anytime.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by REU. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And if you watch the Super Bowl, I would say close to a third, maybe more, commercials during the Super Bowl was about electric cars, including my favorite for the electric cars with the electric dog run by batteries. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up on YouTube. We'll be right back.
There you go. I once cut the rug down at a place called a jug with a girl named Linda Lou. When I in walked a man with a gun in his hand and he was looking for you know. He said, hey, that fellow with the hair colored yellow, what you trying to prove? Who's that?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to an serving North State with no more homeless pets.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House. Pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 8:31 in the morning and 43 degrees out there. And I finally figured out it's the third Tuesday of the month and not the second Tuesday of the month. You can't let me do that. Okay? Jared, in the future, when you walk in the morning, just say, which day is this, Carl? And you go, and I go, it's Tuesday, the second Tuesday. You go, no, Carl, it's the third Tuesday.
In all fairness, I had to look after.
I couldn't figure out where everybody was. I go, wait a minute, they're always here. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Not an assisted living place like I need, but it's a River Commons Senior Living. It's Northern California's premier retirement community. Why do I say that? Okay, first of all, the living areas there are just outstanding. The fact is that it's pet friendly, so you can bring your little puppy or kitty in there. A gourmet chef for doing the meals, transportation if you wish it. It's for active seniors. They have activities director if you choose to use that. Well, the thing is that you can really enjoy living at River Commons Senior Living. To learn more, give Brian a call at 238-5981. You get a personalized tour and you pick up lunch there. Find out why people worry less and smile more at River Commons Senior Living. Okay, can we talk about thieves and how stupid they are? May I?
Oh, I didn't know you were actually asking for my permission.
Oh, no, I've got a great
one. Go right ahead.
I've got a great one right now. At IGO, you know, they have the IGO Inn, and the events manager is a guy named Brian Collier. And he's had an eventful week. First of all, Six antique rifles were stolen in a February 2nd break-in, okay? And then Collier and his dog survived a fire last week that started inside the inn, going to a quick response from a nearby volunteer firefighter, and he's had COVID-19, all right? But let's talk about the break-in. They find out the people who stole the rifles, these antiques, went down to Old West to sell them. Now, there had been a report that they'd been stolen. So they waited 2 days, and then they went down to Old West, and we want to sell these. Well, Old West calls the police. They arrest these two people. Now, here's the surprise. They just got married at the Igo Inn 3 weeks before that. He must have been checking out. Hey, look at these rifles. Yeah. Hey, here's my wedding present to you. Let's break in, steal those rifles. We'll sell them. We'll have a great honeymoon. And the owner of the Igo Inn, Max Snyder, is going to reward the employees of Old West for helping to solve the rifle theft. The sad part is, as Collier said, the guy that did burglarize our place had a wedding here 3 weeks ago. Now, I just got to read out the names. Everybody knows who they are. Jordan Erickson and Tamia Wilcox are facing charges of possessing stolen property after they tried to sell the inn's stolen guns at Old West. And Old West was all over them. Old West is a good place. When we talked about that, you know, you go to a local pawn shop after something's been stolen, like that word doesn't go out to all the pawn shops that somebody may be coming in for something like this. What can I say? Brian Daly, you know, of course, is throwing his hat in the ring for governor. Now, I don't think he has much of a chance. Is it because Brian wouldn't make a good governor? No, I think he would. I think he could grow into the job quickly, better than Newsom. But when it comes down to it, you know, how much money it cost. And even if Brian was the front runner, and for all the Republicans, you still got to run against the Democrat apparatus, the unions, all the people that rely on the state giving them things. But one thing he could bring to it, and I got this out of an article in a Record Searchlight. One of the things that Daly could do is improve the image of not just the GOP, but California itself. We were over, like I said, Reno, and we were playing 21, and this lady sat down, her husband was behind her, and they were moving from Santa Clara. They were entrepreneurs, and they just said it was enough, and they just bought a place in Reno. So they are so like many others that are entrepreneurs, and now with the work at home, so many people working at home, they don't have to stay in California and pay the extraordinary amount of taxes, and those taxes include taxes on gas. I mean, it's a dollar cheaper in Nevada, a dollar cheaper per gallon. Think about that. So when you move out of California, not only do you get away from the onerous property taxes and sales tax and just income tax and gas tax and highway tax and every other tax you can think of, but breathing, and I'm not sure they're not going to put that out there. You immediately save, and in one case, this my friend went over that just moved to Wyoming. He says, I'm saving almost $20,000 a year without doing anything different. $20,000 a year. That's a huge thing for people on incomes that, you know, I want my income to stretch as long as I am alive, at least. And so, but living in California, that's not going to happen. So I'm going to go to some place that's got cheaper taxes, maybe no state income tax. Yeah, I might pay a little bit more on my property tax, but that's totally in, you know, it's totally doable. So can Brian Daly actually talk and bring more people into the GOP because he's a moderate? Well, we're having the the Women's Republican Party here. I'm sorry, the Republican Party of Shasta County is called the Lincoln Reagan Dinner. It's going to be February 25th at the Riverview Golf and Country Club. And Jessica Patterson, who is chairwoman of the California Republican Party, is going to be the speaker there. And Jessica is a Hispanic lady, and she is going to talk about how they're going to open the tent in California and try to attract more people. Because I don't see California changing party control here because of different, you know, rules and all these things they've made. But it's going to take a sea change. And it's going to take something, you know, either the taxes go way crazy, something happens where people finally say enough. Now, the Republicans went back and took some seats. And I'm not saying you have to be a hardcore conservative, but a moderate with conservative values, do they have a chance? Do they even have a chance in California? Anyway, Brian Daly, a local boy, and as he says, you might say I'm an underdog. Yeah. Other things that are going on in our world, there was an article about now that the election's been had, it appears that Leonard Moody has been recalled. It appears that Tim Garman is going to be your next supervisor from 2nd District. What are we going to see when that happens? Now, Patrick Jones has some ideas, and, you know, he'd like to say is that we're no longer no longer in an emergency here in Shasta County. We are not going to do the school maskings, but then that's kind of up to the school boards in each district. It's a lot of it's symbolic. Okay. Now the question is, and I need to get when Tim Garman's on. He's on next week. Where does he want to see the county going? Because let's just face it, if you have Mary Rickert and Joe Comente on one side, and if you have Les Ball and Patrick Jones on the other side, Tim Garman is going to be the kingmaker here. He's going to be the one that makes that decision. Are we going to do this? Are we not going to do this? And it's going to be interesting. I mean, becoming a Second Amendment sanctuary county? And what does that mean? I'm not sure what that means. Everybody carries openly. Do you have to have some kind of certificate that says that you can carry openly, like you do for your CCW? And once you leave the county, even though the county can do it, doesn't mean that when you drive into Tehama, then you have to put it away because no other county's got open carry. It's just going to be – this next few weeks is going to be so interesting. Such great radio. And getting people from both sides talking about it. You know, and by the way, you know, people talk about, oh, the 2nd District, you know, blah, blah. Well, the 2nd District is one vote. You have 5 districts there. Four more districts, and Patrick Jones was elected. Les Ball has been there forever and is leaving, and you've got, you know, some very talented people running for that spot. Of course, Baron Browning and Chris Hellstrom and Colt Roberts. They've all been on the show, and they're all going to be on the show several more times. And then the the first district. People are already throwing in their names there, Aaron Reznor, and forgive me for just, I'm just having a mind blank here, but we're going to have both of them on, talking about what they want to see in our county. It's going to be an interesting year, my friends. We're going to take a break, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. They work by appointment only, 244-9478. And, yes, it is the only place I've had my hair cut since May 2007. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
As I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day, and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender, breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Serve daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Celebrate with us all month long at Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $100,000 Wild Cherry Zoom Ball Swipe to Win.
Win big cash prizes or $100,000.
Plus, earn entries all month long to increase your chances to be a contestant Thursday at 7 p.m.
Cheer for the colored balls to fill the Zoom Zone
and walk away a winner.
But wait, there's more.
All contestants will have a second opportunity to win a new Wild Cherry Dodge Challenger. See WindRiver.com for official rules and find your moment with us at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Burke's Construction Management is a local rating business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Walking party in the county jail. Prison, now and then, they began to wail. The joint jumping at it, they began to swing. Scared of her, it's not that
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. Open lines now. You can go to our website at KCNR1460.com and listen to a stream throughout the world, or you can hop into our chat room. You can even watch us on video, live video, that is in, how to do that is in our chat room, too. Just click on it. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Why do I say that? Well, first of all, it's one of the top-rated hospitals in the United States when it comes to a number of different programs, as rated by the Leapfrog company that takes all the statistics from every hospital in the United States and it gives them a grade, A to F. Well, as you can imagine, Shasta Regional Medical Center got an A. They also got some of the highest ratings, 4 out of 5 stars and 5 out of 5 stars in some of them, from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And it's the only area hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Great people. Okay, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Did you miss me?
Just 3 quick points. One is that according to the California Penal Code, any county with 200,000 people or less, the sheriff can issue a 26-150-B2.
That's right.
Which is an open carry permit. That's number one.
That's right.
Number two, 45 states out of the 50 in the United States allow open carry.
That's right.
Number three is that Kevin Cry is the candidate who's running for District 1.
Thank you. Thank you.
Against Aaron Reznor. And the other candidate is Kimberly Vollmer. You may remember her. You interviewed her a few years ago.
Yeah, I just saw that. I just saw that. I
think young Republican, in fact, and she's running.
Yeah, I think we are, in fact, getting her
on our radio program and from Out and Top Media to where people can see the podcast on that.
Yeah, I think she's coming on the show here. I've got to check my schedule.
Great.
And I'm also Kevin Cry, of course, and then Aaron. But Kevin and Kimberly especially, so people get to know him.
Well, we're going to have Brian Caples on. On Sunday,
he's
and
on,
I think
he's on Monday, next Monday for us.
Yeah, I think that what we're going to do is the first half hour, we want him to explain to folks what it is exactly a supervisor of the school districts of the county actually does. Because a lot of people, just like we had Tim Garman on, a lot of people don't know the jurisdiction and what power that the school boards have. Same thing with the superintendent of schools of the county. So we're trying to educate people on what these different positions have and where there is jurisdiction. When it comes to the masking, the Board of Supervisors doesn't have any jurisdiction in the school district. However, if they take a position, that would be something that would be helpful, number one. But number two, there is some things that they can do where there's been some, and we'll go into that on our radio program and podcast, that the supervisors have a lot more power than former supervisor Leonard Modi said they did.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Yep.
See ya. Oh, Terry. Are you gone? Terry called me and left a message. He says, Reacher, a new series on, I think, Prime, based on the Jack Reacher books. He says, don't start watching it at night. It would be up till 2:30 in the morning. So, good series, based on the Jack Reacher books. The fact is that the actor, Tom Cruise, who bought the series to make it into a movie, if you had never read the book, okay, good movie. But he is totally the opposite of the protagonist that Lee Childs has written about. That guy is 6'5". He carries all of his possessions on him, which includes a passport, a portable toothbrush when it folds up, and some money. That's it. That's all he carries, and he travels. So it's a good series if you get a chance. All right. President Biden has called for more gun control. He wants Congress to pass bills requiring background checks on all gun sales, banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. And, I mean, you hear those all the time. But this is the one, eliminating immunity for gun manufacturers. What he means is, then, if Springfield sells a pistol to a dealer legally, and the dealer legally sells a pistol to somebody, then the person who then buys the pistol uses it illegally, you can sue Springfield. For what? I'm not sure, but they're trying to do that now. And when they started that, Congress passed a law years ago that said you can't sue gun manufacturers if their guns are used illegally. If it's a defective gun, of course you can sue, just like if it was a defective car. But what Biden is trying to do is put gun business, you know, gun manufacturers out of business. That's all it is. Now, other things he'd like to see, a comprehensive plan to reduce gun crime that includes curbing the proliferation of ghost guns. A ghost gun is one that can be built by a person with a tool shop or buying parts and all that. It's not as easy as people think. Oh, you just buy this, put them all together. Nah, it's not that easy. Trust me. Cracking down on gun dealers who willfully violate the law, which I think there's already laws on that, and they're doing that. Issuing model extreme risk protection under legislation for states. I'm not sure what that means. And promoting safe firearm storage. Now, I'm all for state safe. You know, that's all, you know, we teach that in our CCW classes. Safe firearm storage. You don't want a kid, you don't want a felon, and you don't want somebody that is having mental problems just be able to reach in and grab a gun. You got to have locks on all those. In fact, that's a law. Now, the other thing he wants to do is to help adopt smart law enforcement models. And I chuckle at this from Biden saying that. Involving the sharing of intelligence across federal, state, and local enforcement to help remove shooters from our streets. Here's how you remove shooters from our streets, my friends. It's called the broken window theory. If you have a broken window in a neighborhood and you don't do anything about it, pretty soon there's another broken window. If you remember what Giuliani did was no crime too small to arrest somebody. So what they did was they cleaned up Times Square. They cleaned up other places. And you take these people off the street that commit small crimes and because they're going to, you know, get into big crimes. Now, look at Chicago. Look at Baltimore. Look at Philadelphia. Look at Kansas City. There are people getting shot there. I mean, every week on a Monday, you've got another 17, 20 people shot in Chicago. Are you telling me that if you go in there and you crack down on every person that's got an illegal gun or is involved with it, that that's not going to kind of slow down the shooting in Chicago? That if you walk through the streets of Chicago in certain areas, you know, your chances of getting shot are a lot better than if you're on a combat mission in Afghanistan or Iraq. It shouldn't be like that. So whatever he means by that, help remove shooters from the streets. There's, guess what? There are laws that should do that if they're enforced. And Biden's statement said that it's time to uphold the solemn obligation of keeping people safe. If that's the case, Joe, why are you letting so many thousands of people across the border that you don't check for COVID, don't give COVID shots to, and you're just moving them into middle America, into the, hundreds of miles from the border, and with nothing to keep them from coming back out, or there's nothing that's going to get them back in the court. Why aren't you doing something like that? You know, like protect the borders instead of trying to put law-abiding companies out of business? These are just things that he just keeps going. He wants to have support for former convicts to transition back to communities after incarceration. Okay, I got no problem with that. Providing federal tools and resources to local law enforcement. You know. Remember the old defund the police, which the Democrats own? And I think Joe never said, well, he may have. I'm not going to say that. He may have been opposed to that. Five-part strategy he has, reducing the flow of guns used in crimes. That's fine. Providing federal tools and resources to local law enforcement. More money, more training. Good idea. Investment in community violence interventions. Why not? Expanded employment opportunities and programs for teens and young adults. Now we're getting into the billions of dollars and support for former convicts to transition back to communities after incarceration. Okay. Oh, anyway, I've got to run. Now, tomorrow, the sheriff is going to join us. As is, we're kicking off a new program from 7 to 8, the third Wednesday of each month. And it's called Conservative Corner, where we have a strong conservative come in here. Because, you know, we do have other shows like the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, which is a more liberal side on it. But we're going to have a conservative on from 7 to 8.